What's up, everybody? It is Amarinder Singh. Today, I'm gonna explain another song by Shobh named King Shit. If you didn't listen my last podcast or last episode, I explained his another song called Safety Off. All right, make sure you listen that explanation of the song. You will learn a lot of vocabulary, the casual vocabulary, or you can say colloquial vocabulary. All right, so this song, I'm gonna explain the King Shit. I listened this song few times, I think many times, honestly, in the gym. Everybody's playing this song, even the Safety of so popular nowadays. But I only one time listened this song with the lyrics. All right, I found this lyrics on the YouTube because it was hard for me to understand few lines, especially his hook. And I basically, it didn't make sense for me. I got the lyrics. I don't know how much accurate these are. I'm talking about Punjabi lyrics, by the way. So it still didn't make sense, few lines. But anyway, I'm gonna explain to you whatever I understand. And another thing you also need to keep in mind, you can't understand like all the meaning or all the lines of the song. If we can't, like if we native speaker couldn't, probably you couldn't as well. So yeah, sometimes it happens with me. Like this song, I think I understand maybe 80%, 85%, something like maybe 90%, I don't know. But there's a few lines which didn't make sense for me. And there's a few reasons. Sometimes they just play with the words, right? Sometimes the writer, they know, writer himself know what he's trying to say. Sometimes you don't, all right? Anyway, what I get, I will try to explain to you. All right, now let's get started. All right, so he was saying, "Bade bolde mitran te kees." Okay, this first line I understand. "Bade bolde mitran te kees." Okay, if I explain to separately, "Bade" means a lot. Bolna means like a speak, all right? Mitra means like a friends, but here it doesn't mean friends anyway. The case means any kind of case, police case, court case, whatever, right? Here, mitra, he's referring to himself, all right? Okay, how we use, let's say you say, yesterday I bought a new car, right? So I could also say mitra ta kal khareedi hai, all right? Or mitra ta ek mahina pehla khareedi hai. If I say mitra ne ta ek mahina pehla khareedi hai, so it means if you're telling me you bought a new car yesterday, I say I already bought it a month ago, all right? That time, in that situation, mitra means I, all right? Or I'm referring myself. But it's very rarely, we don't say it usually, but sometimes people use it when they are trying to tease with you or maybe in the songs, all right? Basically, mitra means a friend and mitra is kind of plural. All right, so in this situation, he's talking about, I think he is saying like there are a lot of case on him, maybe police case, I don't know. Yeah, that's I think what he's trying to say in this land. And another land, he say mame tol de kar de chai chase. I don't understand this land honestly, but I can tell you, mame means actually, it means like a police. All right, okay. If I say what is the meaning of mama? Mama is basically your mom's brother, all right? Your mom's brother is your mama in Punjabi. That's the relationship. Mame is a plural. If there is two brother of your mom, that's being called mame, all right? But in slang, people also call mame to police, all right? Keep in mind. So he's talking about police here. So I think definitely, on first line, he's talking about the cases, the police cases, which are on him, all right? So he said, mame tol de. I don't get it. What is the meaning of tol de here, all right? Maybe he's talking about like a toll, like when you go on the road, you have to give the basically toll to drive for road. Probably this one. I think maybe that's what he's trying to say, tol de. But I can't guess properly. Then he said, kar de a chase. Chase karna basically means when somebody is chasing you, it means, oh, chase kar de. So if I have to get, I mean, it means the police is chasing him. I think that's what it means, but I don't know what the meaning of told there. All right, so that's why I was saying, because the few lines didn't make sense. All right, if I read the line, it didn't make sense, but I can basically interrupt this line in just my own head, right? Or can just like a translate according to me, probably that's what it means. All right, so it's up to, I think, individual how they interpret the line. That's how I do. All right, all right, so he say kar de che sare road te or road te. I think probably he's talking road te, like everybody is chasing him on the road. I think that's what he's saying. Then he said raldina pace. Pace means a speed. Raldi, like a ralna, so it has many meanings. All right, here it means raldina pace. It means they can't compete, or they can't basically get together to me, or they can't like run the car on the road like me. All right, they are chasing me but they never catch me, something like that. All right, then he say raldi na pe sade aun te. So the full line is raldi na pe sade aun te kar de na face. Honestly, it's hard to understand what he was saying. So if I just guess, I think that's what he was saying, like they chase me on the road but they can't face up with me. When they face me, basically they can't like catch me, something like that. So honestly, when I'm listening to this song, if I don't get the line, I don't like pay attention too much. I just enjoy whatever the line I get, that's guess. Yeah, I don't care. So I only look enough to these lines because I want to explain this song to you. Otherwise, probably I'm listening this song for years and I don't know about these lines, what he's trying to say, because I don't care, honestly. I only care that those lines I get. All right, so that's what, how you need to take the songs. Whatever you guess, just guess. All right, so if you are learning like your intermediate level, maybe advanced level, when you come in Punjabi, you can talk to people, you're gonna get few lines. Honestly, if you're listening like somebody, maybe your friend explained to you, you're gonna get it normally. So yeah, don't need to worry about too much about the songs. All right, whatever you get, you're gonna get. All right, all right, then he say main bhar ke clip dikki rakhya tool te. And this line again is hard to interpret. I think I can interpret. I think he say main bhar ke clip rakhya. I think he is talking about a pistol, his pistol or his gun. It means he filled his gun with a bullet, something like that. That's what I can guess. All right, because it's not like a straight meaning here, and I think that's what he's trying to say. Because parke means filled, clip, I don't know, maybe what he's trying, dikki rakhya, I don't means what the meaning of dikki here. Anyway, dikna means like if I'm wearing for you, I can say main tenu dikki janna, right? That, but it doesn't make sense here. So in that's why I'm just guessing here. I think that's what he's saying, because he was saying like I filled my gun with bullets. I think that's what he's saying. Honestly, I could be totally wrong here, all right, but that's what makes sense for me when I listen to the song. Probably that's what he's trying to say. And then he say at dekh ke chakki tu sade athre sul, at dekh ke chakki tu sade. Okay, I got this line. At dekh ke chakki tu sade athre sul. At means has many, it means kind of peak means also at means also kind of when somebody goes so aggressive, we can say he's on the peak or he is so aggressive. At dekh ke chakki, probably he's saying to somebody like be careful if you want to go aggressive. Then he says sade athre sul. Athra means kind of word, hard. I think it's not a normal word, nobody uses this one. But yeah, sometimes people say, oh, athra banda, it means that person some kind of different, or is so different than normal. So usool means like your basically your rules. So probably he is saying to somebody So be careful with us because our rules are so fucking different. I think that's what he's trying to say. Alright, then he say, Asi bade a padhai, jede padde school. Probably he's trying to say like we teach them whatever they teach in the school, something like that. Alright. That's what he's saying, but I don't get why he is saying here because I don't know why, because I couldn't get. Then he say, okay, let me read the full line. Asi bade ਬੜੇ ਆ ਪੜ੍ਹਾਏ ਜਿਹੜੇ ਪੜ੍ਹਦੇ ਸਕੂਲ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਨੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਰੂਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਸੋ ਯਾ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਹੀ ਚੱਲਦੇ ਨੇ ਇੱਥੇ ਸਾਡੇ ਰੂਲ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਹੇਅਰ ਵੇਅਰ ਆਈ ਐਮ ਹੇਅਰ ਵੀ ਰੂਲ ਰਾਈਟ ਸੋ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਰੂਲਿੰਗ ਹਿਜ਼ ਏਰੀਆ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਸੇਇੰਗ Alright, now these lines are, I think, more understandable. At the beginning, it was so hard for me. I was struggling, honestly. I was just guessing most of the part. But after that, it's really fluent with me. I can get the meaning really easily, alright? So now it's gonna be easier for us. So anyway, he says, main hath fir sir te bithaye belli ni, alright? Main, hath means your hand, sir means your like a head, bithana means like a just like when you make somebody sit down, all right? So belly means a gangster. So in this line he's talking about main sir, main hath fir sir te bithaye belli. It means I made a lot of gangster cool down, all right? So that's what he's saying. Cool down means like it means he just dominate those gangsters. I think that's what he was saying. All right. In the second line, he say Rakhi Mexican gang Kalini. So basically, he's talking about the California. He has a Mexican gang in California. Right. That's what these line means. All right. All right. So then he say. ਬੂਥਾ ਥਾਣੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਨਾਮ ਟੈਲੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਆਲਰਾਈਟ ਸੋ ਵਟ ਇਜ਼ ਦ ਬੂਥਾ ਮੀਨਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਯੂਅਰ ਮਾਊਸ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਸਮ ਟਾਈਮ ਪੀਪਲ ਸੇ ਬੂਥ ਦੇਖ ਬੂਥ ਮੀਨਸ ਆਲਸੋ ਯੂਅਰ ਫੇਸ ਆਲਰਾਈਟ ਇਟ ਕੁਡ ਬੀ ਆਲਸੋ ਯੂਅਰ ਲਾਈਕ ਮਾਊਸ ਸੋ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟਸ ਵਰ ਹੀ ਸੇਨ ਹੇਅਰ ਬੂਥਾ ਥਾਣੀ ਕਰਦੇ ਆ ਨਾਮ ਟੈਲੀ ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਦੇ ਟਾਕ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਮਾਈ ਨੇਮਸ ਬਾਈ ਸਪੀਕਿੰਗ ਆਲਰਾਈਟ ਦੈਨ ਉਹ ਦੇਖ ਟੈਲੀਵਿਜ਼ਨ 'ਤੇ ਨਿਊਜ਼ ਫੈਲੀ ਨਹੀਂ ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਯੂ ਕੈਨ ਸੀ ਮਾਈ ਨਿਊਜ਼ ਔਨ ਦ ਟੈਲੀਵਿਜ਼ਨ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਹਿਜ਼ ਨਿਊਜ਼ ਵੈਨ ਹੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਹਿਜ਼ ਸ਼ੋਜ਼ ਵਰ ਕੈਂਸਲਡ ਇਨ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਰ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਦੋ ਨਿਊਜ਼ ਬਿਕੋਜ਼ ਹਿਜ਼ ਨਿਊਜ਼ ਇਜ਼ ਲਾਈਕ ਇਟਸ ਜਸਟ ਐਕਸਪੈਂਡਡ ਵੀ ਕੈਨ ਸੇ ਜਸਟ ਗੋ ਵਾਇਰਲ ਇਨ ਇੰਡੀਆ ਸੋ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਰ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਟਾਕਿੰਗ ਅਬਾਊਟ ਹੇਅਰ So he was basically saying here. So then he said, Changi tara apne hi pae gaya hai shor. I think Changi tara means properly. Shor means like a noise. He was saying like there's a noise so much about his news. I think that's what had happened. All right. That's what he said. Then he said, Ami na parkhi mitra na jor. Ami na kaka parkhi mitra na jor. So kaka means basically he's saying to a guy. All right. Kaka. So basically, kaka means like guy here in this situation. Parkhana means test, all right? Jor means like your strength. So basically, he was saying like, don't test my strength, all right? Because it's going to be bad. That's what he's talking about here. All right, so here what he says. So in this line, he say, na gabru di he said ni means here he's referring to a girl gabru di bark de kam da floor so bark what does that mean bark means kind of like a jump whatever right gabru means a guy young guy floor means a floor kam da means like a vibrating so it means when he go on the floor So it's vibrating. Probably he's talking about like a when he perform on the floor or the show, then the floor is start shaking. All right. Then he said, "Pehlon bhi dassya saadi gal ho ra." So it means I told you before, like saadi gal. It means like gal means like our style or my personality. Ho ra means it's different. Or my vibe is different. That's what it means, all right? That's what he is saying here. All right, so basically, these are the hook, which was hard for me to basically understand what he's trying to say. But I just guessed what he's trying to say. I already explained this thing. So he is basically repeating his hook, right? So let's listen his hook again when he is gonna start basically the new lines. Then I'm gonna explain, all right? So he was saying, "Hun paal di hai fame teri movie vi na chaldi, chawal janani paunke net utte kaldi." Alright, so here, that's what I heard. He basically a dissing to, there's an actress, Indian actress, her name is Kangana. So they have some kind of, I don't know what kind of beef is. I think when his show was cancelled, he said something to show that time. I don't have full detail, but she said something to Shob, or she was criticizing him, whatever the reason. So basically, that's why he is saying to her. So he said, "Hon pal diya fame." Hon means now, palana means like a searching or wants. All right, fame means like a fame. Teri movie bhi na chaldi. So I think her movies he basically released recently, it got flopped. So that's what he's saying, like, you just trying to get a fame through me because your movies are just failed. Chawal janani. Chawal means kind of, you can say, a person who has, basically, if somebody gives you no value, it means they think you are chawal. That's the meaning of chawal, all right? So chawal janani. Janani means a woman, all right? Paunke. Paunkana means actually is barking. But here means like a talking shit. So chawal janani paunke net utte kaldi. So it means like she is just talking shit on the internet, all right? Because she just wants a fame to criticize me because her movies are failed. She is just talking shit. That's what he's saying, all right? So he was saying that fad fad leaderan de hath fire chaldi fer vi ni chaldi tu fer vi ni chaldi, something like that. So fad fad, fadna means like a hold. Basically you are holding the hands of the political leaders. I think she had some kind of connection with the political leaders. That's what he's saying. So he was basically saying even you are taking the help of political leaders, but you are still basically flop, right? That's what he was saying here. So he says, "Akh jithe rakhda, shadde na kakhda." All right. So akh means your eye. All right. Jithe means where. Rakhda means like a keep. All right. Shadde na kakhda. Shadde na means leave. All right. Kakh means many meanings of kak actually mean a grass, some kind of grass you basically feed cattle, but here it doesn't mean. One time I explained the slang of kak. If you say mere kol ta kak bhi nahi, it means I am broke, like you have no money, you have basically nothing, all right? So here what he was saying, jithe akh rakhda, jithe akh rakhda shadde na kakhda, it means where I keep my eye, all right, or where I keep the attention. Or basically he's talking about like his enemies. If I give you attention, you have beef with me, all right? ਛੱਡੇ ਨਾ ਕੱਖ ਦਾ, ਇਟ ਮੀਨਸ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਗਨ ਬੀ ਨਥਿੰਗ ਇਫ ਯੂ ਵਾਂਟਸ ਬੀਫ ਵਿਦ ਮੀ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਨਾ ਗਨ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਗਨ ਬੀ ਡਿਸਟਰੋਇਡ ਆਈ ਥਿੰਕ ਦੈਟਸ ਵਾਟ ਹੀ ਇਜ਼ ਟ੍ਰਾਇੰਗ ਟੂ ਸੇ ਹੇਅਰ ਕੱਖ ਮੀਨਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਯੂ ਆਰ ਗਨ ਬੀ ਨਥਿੰਗ ਰਾਈਟ ਸੋ ਦੈਨ ਹੀ ਸੇ ਲੰਡੂਆਂ ਦੀ ਕਿੱਕਲੀ ਪਵਾਈ ਜਾਂਦਾ ਲੰਡੂ ਮੀਨਸ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਦ ਪਰਸਨ ਹੂ ਲਾਈਕ ਹੂ ਹੈਜ਼ ਨੋ ਵੈਲਿਊ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਨੋ ਬਾਡੀ ਗਿਵਸ ਦੈਟ ਪਰਸਨ ਵੈਲਿਊ ਦੈਟਸ ਬੀਂਗ ਕਾਲਡ ਲੰਡੂ ਰਾਈਟ ਲੰਡੂਆਂ ਦੀ ਕਿੱਕਲੀ ਪਵਾਈ ਰੱਖਦਾ ਕਿੱਕਲੀ I heard this word a lot. I think kikli, I don't know exact meaning of this, but basically kikli means like when you say, when you, if you are making people jealous. So if I have to explain the whole line, landunga di kikli pawai lagda, it means the stupid people, he basically makes jealous those stupid people. That's what it means, all right? ਸੋ ਹੀ ਸੇਜ ਨੀ ਮੁਫਤ 'ਚ ਕਰਦਾ ਇਲਾਜ ਸ਼ੱਕਦਾ ਮੁਫਤ ਮੀਨਸ ਲਾਈਕ ਫਰੀ ਰਾਈਟ ਸੋ ਇਲਾਜ ਮੀਨਸ ਟ੍ਰੀਟਮੈਂਟ ਰਾਈਟ ਸ਼ੱਕ ਮੀਨਸ ਅ ਡਾਊਟ ਸੋ ਬੇਸਿਕਲੀ ਹੀ ਵਾਜ਼ ਸੇਇੰਗ I give the treatment about the doubtful people with free. So I think that's what he is saying. So basically it means the people who doubt on him, right? So basically he fires back towards them. That's what this line means. Next line he say, Baise saada ek ek comment lakh da, right? Baise saada ek comment. Ek ek comment means one minute, all right? Every minute. It means lakh da means lakh means 100,000 so basically he is saying every minute of me or my every minute is 100,000 all right so which means like he is just trying to say his time is so expensive all right so or his time is so valuable all right that's what he is trying to say here So then he say, oh bounce nahin hunde mitran de check ni, uchi uchi sun de lagge deck ni. So I heard this line he's referring to because one of his song is Checks. If you heard his song Checks, alright. So a lot of people start trolling him when his shows were got cancelled in India. They were saying like his checks were bounce, right? So that's why he mentioned. Right, why he mentioned because after that his basically the show fully sold or something like that in London so he basically did his live performance in London so he's referring here bounce nahi hunde mitran de check ni mitra here he's referring himself so basically he is saying his checks never bounce back all right then he say uchi uchi sunde lagge deck ni uchi uchi means loud all right sunde deck ni deck means kind of It's kind of DJ, all right? Because a lot of people, they are playing his songs on DJ and cars. That's what he's saying. He was saying, my checks never bounce. You can hear my songs on DJs, stuff like that. That's what he's saying, all right? So here he was saying, actually I didn't get at the first, he says Somvar or Shohanvar, they wrote Shohanvar in the lyrics, but it didn't make sense for me. Somvar basically means a Monday, probably he's saying Somvar Laggi Lain Kari Chekni. I don't know, is it mean like there are a lot of people who are trying to meet him, you can check the line, I think that's probably he was saying. Then the next line he said jor la lo chuk di kade vi neck ni jor la lo means you can't basically make me bow down all right neck means like your neck all right chukna means when you bow down all right or when you just got suppressed something like that so I think that's what he's saying like you can't basically beat me all right that's what his line means here yeah. Alright, so basically here he is singing his hook again. We already discussed this one. I'll explain when he's gonna say his new lines. Alright. So here he's saying Toronto pura dav dava tere yaar da. Alright. So basically he is saying here he has full dominance in Toronto or Toronto, right? Because he's so popular probably in Toronto, that's what he's saying, alright? Dabdaba. Dabdaba means basically your dominance, alright? That's what he's saying. Jarda means like your friend, whatever, right? So it means he has a full dominance in Toronto. Then he said, Rakke Marti si utte marda. Here probably he's talking about Rakke Marti si. It means when he is gonna hunt. He is gonna hunt top people, I think. That's what he's saying. So that is this line. I'm just guessing, I think, probably, because it's not had direct meaning. Like the first line has a direct meaning. He is full dominance in Toronto. But second line, I don't know what he is trying to say, but that's what it seems. He is saying like he's gonna hunt top people. So he said, jigre nal pare aaye kithe haarda. I already explained this word jigra, I think, in his last song, The Safety of Jigra. Basically means a person who has brave. All right. So it means he is full of bravery. All right. Jigre nal pare aaye. Parna means filled. He is filled with the bravery. Kithe haarda. Haarna means lose. All right. So here, his line means he is full of bravery. He's not gonna lose. All right. So that's what. Then he say, adat prani renda hikka charda. Adat means your habit. Prana means old. It means he's saying his habit is old. What kind of habit he's talking about? He's talking about like making people jealous. Hikka sarna means basically make people jealous. So it means this is his habit to make people jealous. This is his old habit, all right? That's what he's saying. So he is saying, Gana kalla kalla hit na koi karda miss. So it means, kalla kalla means like every. Gana means song. So basically he's talking about his, every song is hit. So he never miss. That's what he's saying. So yeah, honestly, his songs are so popular. So that's what he's saying here. His every song is hit. He never miss. All right, that's what he's saying. Then he say, "Main bokda tarakki naal karda na des." So it means I basically gained a success, or if I'm getting popular, it's because of my tarakki means success, because of my success, because of my hard work. I don't do this. It means I don't like talk shit about people. All right. That's what he's saying. That's how I got my success. All right. Because where I am today, that's because of my success. And I don't talk shit. I think that's what it means, what he's trying to say in these lines. So then he say, oh group bichon bar jede kar desi hiss. I don't know what the meaning of hiss. So, but from the line, I think he was talking about, oh group bichon bar jede kar desi hiss. Probably he's talking about those people who are trolling him or who is criticizing him. So it means he basically kicked them, those people, out of his life who was trolling him his bad time. So in second line he explains how he basically kicked them out. Then he said, "Mare fis fis jime challe machharan di hit." So basically there is a spray which is very popular for the mosquitoes. Machhar means mosquitoes. That's called name hit. So basically he is talking about he just kicked them, his those people, from his life. Like the hit basically killed the mosquitoes. The hit spray. All right, that's what he's talking about. Alright, this is it, guys. There's also basically what he's gonna do next. He is gonna sing his hook and then the song is going to be end. I don't need to explain it again because I already explained. I hope you enjoy this and learn something new today. I'll be back another day with another lesson.